You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Thursday, April the 19th. Andy Holding looking at a 7-race card for you at Fairy House this afternoon, set to be run on soft to heavy ground. Not a particularly strong card, it has to be said, particularly for the track standards. There's hardly a good race here on show with regards quality, but we do have plenty of quantity to get our teeth stuck into, including several viciously looking handicaps later on in the programme. We begin with the 140, which is a mare's maiden hurdle, and no doubt all eyes here will be on Gordon Elliott once again as he sends to post Azua Emery, who has got a rating of 105, and she's shown a fair level of form in her 5 starts to date, including 3 second-placed efforts. Last time out, she's well beaten, however, at Cork by Crystal Icon, so there is a little bit of a concern about taking a very short price despite the yard form and, of course, Davy Russell being on board. Therefore, I'd probably go with Lily Trotter from an each-way perspective. She's just had the 2 starts so far. First of all, she probably just needed the out and experience at Killarney back in May. Stepped up on that quite considerably when chasing home Paul Nolan's Cassafiori Park, who ran quite well the other day at Punchestown. So the form of that race in the context of this is pretty useful. She's dropping back in trip, but that shouldn't be too much of a concern given the heavy conditions. And I'd certainly favour her over Little Princess, who was soundly beaten in that Cork race the other day, where Azu Emery was second. So the choice, or the option here, would be to go with Lily Trotter each way.
Race 2.
On to the second race then. Weak-looking maiden hurdle, it has to be said. Not too many come here with strong credentials. Therefore, do think the market and the race itself should be dominated by Black Key and Catwalk King. And of the two, I thought Black Key comes here with the best form line, having finished third in a red-hot handicap over this course last time when we saw him. Well, we didn't see much of that race because it was a race where the ATR pictures kind of like flicked in and out. But we did see the finish, and Black Key kept on quite nicely in the latter stages to finish third. That was off the back of a 282-day break, so a good deal of improvement is expected in the fitness department. And, of course, this horse has already finished placed in quite a few other races as well, and he goes on slightly better ground, so I would expect Black Key to get the better of Catwalk King, who himself has been a fairly consistent horse so far over hurdles.
Race number 3.
On to the 550, which is a mare's handicap over 2.5 miles. And the one I quite like here is Go Ahead Make My Day. Hopefully will live up to her name. She's been a fairly model, fair model of consistency so far this season. And she managed to win a couple of starts ago in quite a decent fashion at Punchestown when she beat a useful horse called a Hardy Nailer from the Robert Tyner Stable. Back in third was Pat's Oscar, who went on to frank the form subsequently with a win over this course on her next start. So form-wise, that is definitely the best on offer coming into this race. Nothing wrong with the run the other day down in Gowan, albeit the ground was absolutely bottomless that day. So certainly no disgrace there when finishing behind PC Milan. She's already won over this track as well, being a winner of a bumper a couple of years ago. So there's a decent chance that Thomas Foley's Charge will repeat the dose here this afternoon off what looks a fairly favourable handicap mark still of just 105.
Race 4.
On to the 6.25 then. Again, not a particularly strong race with regards quality for this 2.7-mile main hurdle. So the one I'd go with here is Hugo and Taz from the Dennis Hogan stable. Has been plying his trade over fences in recent times, but he's been running against some useful horses up to a fair standard. That third behind Bolbar de Maton at Limerick reads quite well in the context of this race. And filled out the same spot the other day behind a horse of the Bows called High Nelly, who absolutely trotted up the other day at Tremor. So that form line looked particularly strong. Back in second was Burglass, who also shown a fair level of form. Milcheon, who was fourth in that race from the William Mullen stable, is also now back number. So you could safely say that this horse is running probably into the regions of the 120s over fences. And given that we were running against hurdlers here rated in the just slightly over the hundreds, one would imagine that Hugh Gantz, certainly class-wise, would have the measure of quite a few of these. Of course, this is his first run over hurdle, so we're not sure how he'll go. But like I say, ability-wise, he's certainly got the quality to be a major factor here. And of course, he'll stay the trip, being a former point-to-point winner as well. So Hugh Gantz, quite a strong vote there, to be honest, in that 6.25.
Race 5.
On to the 6.55, which looks a particularly competitive handicap hurdle on paper over 2 miles. And I'll probably go with Urbanist here out of a sheer consistency perspective. This horse was a winner 3 starts ago at Punchestown when he started really strongly in the latter stages in the hands of Ewan O'Connell. And even though he's got beaten on his last 2 starts, he's run perfectly respectively behind track specialist Mick DeBoyo down in Ace. Again, once again, keeping on quite well close home. And that fourth of the day was probably born out of the fact he didn't quite get the trip over 2.5 furlongs over a very stiff track, of course, Darren Royal on heavy ground. Dropping back to the minimum trip today, this smooth traveller, who stays really well at this distance in the hands of Patrick Corbett, hopefully can get back on the winning trail.
Race number 6.
On to the 7.25 then. Again, a very trappy-looking mare's flat race. And I thought I was quite mildly interested here with Madeira Express. So I thought shaped OK in a much better race than this the other day. Listed contest, of course, won by Gordon Elliott's Triangle. And it's Ting Tangle. And I think it's quite significant that Connections are decided to run this horse again. Now, you could look at that 2 ways. You could say, well, did the horse have a hard race? Will it be regress after that run? Or probably take the view that I will, that the horse has had a spin around the track and he's probably going to come here fitter than most, having run, of course, just a couple of days ago. Stepping up in trip, that shouldn't be a problem. This horse is a winner of a point to point, so I think the extra 4 furlongs will suit. And I'd certainly give him an each way chance anyway in a race of this nature. Like I say, that race of the day was packed full of informed mares that have all got very high reputations in the context of this race. So Madeira Express, around about 6-1 this morning, is the each way choice there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final race of the night then, which comes up at 7.55. And once again, we've got Messrs. Willie Mullins and Gordon Elliott have got runners in this particular race. But it's Noel Mead's Dream Conti, which is coming in for the most significant support this morning. And with Nina Carberry on board, that, of course, has got to be considered, considering that Noel Mead, of course, horses are in fantastic form at the moment. But I'm going to go with Castle North from the Willie Mullins stable. He's had the experience of having a run, and I don't think there was anything wrong with that run the other day at Punchestown. He bumped into a horse of Gordon Elliott's called Getaway John, who I must admit is one of the most improved bumper horses so far this season. He won last time out in a much better race. And of course, I think he's Punchestown bound for the Grade 1 next week at the festival. So nothing wrong with his performance at Castle North. He probably just needed it as well, to be honest. And albeit he was outpointed by the winner quite readily, I do like the way he kept on in the latter stages. Slightly better ground will suit. And like I say, I think fitness and experience might just count for plenty here. And Castle North gets the vote. He's available to back at 5-2 this morning. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race programme at Limerick in the evening, beginning at 4.30. Until then, it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.